Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. From the Minghui website, this week's top stories include Grand Parade of nearly 10,000 practitioners in New York to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. Canadian lawmakers and Falun Gong practitioners celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. U.S. elected officials extend congratulations on World Falun Dafa Day. Chinese tourists amazed by Falun Dafa Day March in Hong Kong. Los Angeles, sunny celebration of World Falun Dafa Day 2016. And Sydney, Australia, practitioners celebrate the upcoming World Falun Dafa Day. Now for the stories.
Grand parade of nearly 10,000 practitioners in New York to celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. Nearly 10,000 practitioners of Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, from over 53 countries, held a parade in Manhattan, New York on May 13, 2016, to celebrate the anniversary of Falun Dafa's public introduction. They demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises and called to stop the persecution in China and bring the perpetrators to justice. The parade comprised three large groups: introducing Falun Dafa, stopping the persecution in China, and supporting the 230 million who have quit the Chinese Communist Party and its youth organizations. The Divine Land Marching Band led the 3.5-hour parade, which started from Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza Park, across from the UN headquarters, passed by 42nd Street and Times Square, and ended beside the Chinese consulate on 12th Avenue. The event drew the attention of spectators from all walks of life, many of whom paused to learn about Falun Gong. Many people greeted the practitioners and said, "Falun Gong, you are the biggest event today in New York." Manhattan employee: "I like the energy." Jim is a senior manager working in a building next to Times Square. He stood outside and watched the parade for quite a while. He said, "The parade is splendid. I like the energy from the processions." Chip Adams is an employee of an insurance company. It was his first time seeing Falun Gong. He said he saw the procession from his office and came down to see the parade in person. He said, "I like the colors in the processions. I was drawn by the colors and came down to watch the parade. I am pleased to know that this is a practice beneficial to health." After learning of the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living practitioners, he said, "This is terrible. Such a thing cannot be continued. You are great for letting people know the issues. I admire you. Thank you all for you have done." Immigrant takes video footage to send to China. The parade also caught the attention of many Chinese immigrants in New York. Some learned about Falun Gong and agreed to withdraw their memberships in the Chinese Communist Party and its youth organizations, which virtually all citizens in China are compelled to join. Some commented, "Falun Gong is the hope of China." Mr. Li immigrated to the U.S. from Fujian, China, a few years ago. He was an administrator at a power plant. He took video footage of the parade carefully. He said while taking the footage, "Wonderful. Touching. I want to record the whole parade and send it to my friends in China. They can't see such a parade in China."
Canadian lawmakers and Falun Gong practitioners celebrate World Falun Dafa Day. Six current and former Canadian Parliament members and 700 Falun Gong practitioners celebrated the 17th World Falun Dafa Day in front of Parliament Hill in Ottawa on May 10, 2016. Lawmakers support Falun Gong's peaceful resistance. Parliament members Peter Kent, Judy Segro, Garnet Gius, Elizabeth May, Senator Don Meredith, and former PM David Kilgore gave speeches at the celebration. Peter Kent, chair of Parliamentary Friends of Falun Gong, spoke to call on the new government, on Prime Minister Trudeau, to continue to speak up in every contact with the Chinese government to ensure a better respect for human rights generally, but in particular with the many millions of practitioners of Falun Gong. Long-term Falun Gong supporter, MP Judy Segro, said to practitioners that she has been here on Falun Dafa Day many years in a row. "To be with you, to acknowledge each and every one of you, to applaud you, to thank you for your faith, for your kindness, and your support for a peaceful country as we move forward." Former MP and diplomat David Kilgore said, Working as volunteers, David Mattis and I concluded with dismay that for 41,500 transplants performed from 2001 to 2006 in China, the only plausible explanation for sourcing was Falun Gong. We are convinced the Chinese party state has been committing systematic murder against the community for almost 15 years. We term it a new form of evil on the planet and continue to investigate. As part of the celebration, practitioners also held group exercises, a march in town, and music and art performances, which were warmly welcomed by passers-by.
U.S. elected officials extend congratulations on World Falun Dafa Day. May 13th is the birthday of Falun Dafa founder Master Li Hongzhi and the anniversary of the day that Master Li first introduced the practice to the public in China's northeastern city of Changchun in 1992. The date has come to be known as World Falun Dafa Day, celebrated by Dafa practitioners of all nationalities and walks of life. This year, prior to the celebration of this special day, elected officials in the United States issued certificates, proclamations, citations, and letters of greeting to the Washington, D.C. Falun Dafa Association. Well-wishers included United States senators and congressional representatives, Maryland state senators and delegates, and Baltimore City Council members. The letters and notices expressed admiration and appreciation for Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, for all that he has done in guiding 100 million people to cultivate themselves and to improve their moral character. Several well-wishers said that they hoped that Falun Dafa's universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance will spread far and wide. A certificate issued by U.S. Senator Barbara Mulcalski of Maryland states, "On the occasion of World Falun Dafa Day, in recognition of celebrating the work of your founder, Master Li Hongzhi, whose principles of peace, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and spirituality are the foundation of Falun Dafa." Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton for the District of Columbia stated in her letter of greeting, "The Falun Gong has significant positive effects on stress relief and overall health. World Falun Dafa Day not only marks a day of unity and peace within the District of Columbia, but the entire world."
Chinese tourists amazed by Falun Dafa Day March in Hong Kong. Falun Gong practitioners from Hong Kong held a grand march on May 8th to celebrate the 17th World Falun Dafa Day and the 65th birthday of Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Gong. The three-hour-long march made a deep impression on many tourists visiting Hong Kong, especially those from China. Three PhD candidates from Tsinghua University, the top college in mainland China, took a lot of photos of the march. One of them remarked, "It is really amazing. We are so lucky to see this march on our first trip to Hong Kong. I heard about Falun Gong's marches in Hong Kong, but I had doubts. Today I witness it. To see it live is really an amazing experience." Ms. Liu from Xi'an, mainland China, echoed, "You cannot see this in China. People have freedom of speech and belief in Hong Kong." The march consisted of five themed sections, interspersed with traditional dancing, a waist drum group, a beautifully decorated float, and Falun Gong exercise demonstrations. The first theme section introduced the spread of Falun Gong in the world. The second exposed the brutal persecution of Falun Gong in China. The third section revealed the evil nature of the Communist Party and told the public about the worldwide trend of quitting the party. The fourth section called for bringing the perpetrators of the persecution to justice, and the fifth called upon the public to learn more about Falun Gong. Many Hong Kong residents warmly welcomed the march and expressed their support. Some people shouted out, "Falun Gong is great. Falun Gong, keep up the good work."
Los Angeles, sunny celebration of World Falun Dafa Day 2016. Several hundred Falun Dafa practitioners from Los Angeles celebrated the 17th World Falun Dafa Day at the Santa Monica Pier on May 8th. After doing the exercises together, practitioners held a performing arts show and sent birthday wishes to the founder of Falun Dafa, Master Li Hongzhi. Many tourists watch the celebration, and some of them learn the exercises. Health recovered, freed of worries. Ms. Li Jiefan, recalling the first time she tried Falun Dafa in 1995, said, "After practicing for only 15 minutes, I could feel strong energy flowing through my arms. I had anemia, cirrhosis, heart arrhythmia, and kidney problems. I thought about ending my life before a friend introduced me to Falun Dafa in 1995. I was amazed by the strong energy field. I went to the exercise site several days in a row and watched Master Li's lecture videos. My body was purified and I regained energy. 3 months later, I was able to do some housework. Many friends and relatives of mine witnessed the miracle and also started to practice. Moreover, Falun Dafa has improved my temper. I am more peaceful now. Besides expressing my appreciation to Master Li Hongzhi, one of the reasons I have come here today is to tell the public how I have benefited from Falun Dafa and share the beauty of this practice with others."
Sydney, Australia. Practitioners celebrate the upcoming World Falun Dafa Day. Practitioners in Sydney, Australia, gathered at Hyde Park in central Sydney on May 7, 2016, to celebrate the upcoming 17th anniversary of World Falun Dafa Day on May 13. They also wished Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, a happy birthday. The event started in the morning with a group practice in the park, followed by a march in the afternoon, led by the Divine Land Marching Band. Members of Parliament, city councillors, and human rights advocates joined in the activities, and they thanked practitioners for their contributions to the community. Benefiting society. Craig Kelly, member of the Australian House of Representatives, said that Falun Dafa is a peaceful meditation group that benefits society in many ways. He said that instead of suppressing Falun Dafa, the Chinese regime should accept the group and provide encouragement and support. By doing so, he felt that China would become a better and stronger country. Parramatta City Councillor James Shaw joined the practitioners for the march. "I come here for support because the Falun Dafa group has been a great member of the community." He said practitioners follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, something that both benefits themselves and helps build a better society. Improvement in life. Nicholas Ike, who started to practice Falun Dafa 2 years ago, said the practice has brought him a better life. "I got rid of anxiety, and this significantly improved my life, work, and family. Plus, I used to have many questions about life and society, but nobody could answer them." He said fortunately Falun Dafa books were very profound and they explained everything. Another example is quitting smoking, something he had tried many times in the past but failed at. Miraculously, he was able to stop smoking after starting to practice Falun Dafa. He said, "When I was a child, I liked to give other people gifts, as the happiness of the recipient often made me happy." He said after learning the principles of Falun Dafa, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, he felt reconnected with the pure heart he had in his childhood. "To me, the practice of Falun Dafa is the best journey in life," he said. Hope for the future. Local resident Carla Heggie said she liked the march very much. "I have seen all types of marches and parades in Sydney, but this is one that is unique." She said it tells spectators about the suppression in China while relaying a message of beauty and a hope for the future. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.